Well, it's Wednesday, August 18th. CDC just held a briefing announcing that they're going to be offering a booster to all U.S. citizens who have got their first two shots. Booster will be given 8 months after the second booster. It's available for Moderna and Pfizer patients, and should start September 20th. The booster for everybody really follows an approval for boosters for immunosuppressed. It covers about 7 million people who have had transplants or treatments for various cancers, as well as treatments for autoimmune diseases. The treatments are mostly TNF inhibitors like Humira or Enbrel, and those are available for patients who are immunosuppressed and have had a wait of at least 1 month since their last shot. All of these are just for Moderna and Pfizer. They're waiting for data for those who received the J&J shot. This kind of follows the spread of the Delta variant. The Delta variant is last count on sequences that GSAD had at about 93% of U.S. submissions, and that's a lagging indicator. It's probably pretty close to 100% right now. The variant is causing problems because it transmits very easily. Its viral load is about 1,000 times higher than previous versions of the virus, and it is creating a fairly dramatic increase in cases in the U.S. And it is likely that the rise in cases will increase as more and more schools open up. And this is creating concerns that the immune response is waning from prior vaccinations. And the CDC is releasing three different early release MMWRs today that document some of the data showing that the viral titers are going down over time, that a third shot dramatically increases the titers, and that the vaccines are not as effective against the Delta variant. And it's still fairly effective against more serious disease that results in hospitalizations or death. But even those have started to go up in other countries like Israel. They use the data from Israel to further justify the booster. The situation in the U.S. kind of started to deteriorate really when the CDC announced that those who were vaccinated, fully vaccinated, no longer had to wear masks in most settings. And that led to establishments removing the masks must be worn signs, replaced with masks are recommended for those who haven't been vaccinated, which pretty much led to the disappearance of masks, that essentially those vaccinated stopped wearing them. Those that hadn't been vaccinated since there were no real checks, decided that they could stop wearing masks also. And then that kind of expanded to employees stopping wearing masks. So it basically put the whole country at risk. That was kind of reversed with data showing that there were breakthroughs that were starting to appear. And breakthroughs in milder cases, which were either asymptomatic or had mild disease, nonetheless had very high levels of virus in the upper respiratory tract, and therefore they were quite contagious. That's probably due to the high ability of the variants to replicate and produce a high viral load very quickly. And so they could overcome the circulating immunity, and the patients generally recovered because they had various memory B and T cells that would then kick in and get the virus under control. But that would be after those patients could infect others because of the initial high level of the virus. And so that's the highlights of the update. The a little bit more detail on the Delta strain. Last update, I had mentioned that there were 7 different versions of the virus, and that number has now increased to 16. There are the 7 that I mentioned earlier, and then there are 9 new ones. They start with AY.4 and go through AY.12. And of these 16 different versions, 15 are circulating in the U.S., and 3 of those 15, which would be AY.2, AY.3, and AY.3.1, are almost exclusively found in the U.S. Over 99% of the sequences that GSAD are from cases in the U.S. So these variants are not only arising in other countries with low vaccination rates, but they are also developing in the U.S. And similarly, the unvaccinated are in mostly southern states are fueling these outbreaks and are already causing major problems in attempts to reopen in-class learning. There are a lot of students in the South, in particular, Florida, which I guess is kind of the South, are in quarantine. Teachers are in quarantine. And these schools are not going to remain open. Some of them are closed down for a couple of weeks of cleaning, and they're going to try to open them up again. But they don't necessarily have universal mask requirements, and students that don't want to wear masks are generally the same students that don't want to be vaccinated. Those under 12 still aren't eligible for a vaccine. Those 12 to 18 are seriously under vaccinated. And the increase in cases is starting to increase vaccination rates, but it's still quite low. And the virus is still very widespread. And then as schools open in the north, the school openings will fuel another dramatic increase in cases. And hopefully the boosters, which are going to start for the general population, or the general population that's been vaccinated by Moderna or Pfizer, will start in September, probably the week of September 20th, pending approval from the FDA and CDC. And it'll kind of roll out kind of on a similar trajectory as the earlier vaccinations, because it'd be a requirement that it's been 8 months since the second shot before eligible for the new one.